Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, let's go to Gary in Harvey. Gary, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, my friend. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
Okay, two things. One, my wife, or my future wife at the time, we saw Jaws at the old RKO Orpheum.
Oh, well, I know.
You remember?
You know, the Sanger, the Orpheum, and the Joy, all now used for concerts, were movie theaters.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The RKO eventually burned down, if you remember. That one had burned down. But, yeah, we went there when we were just dating, and recently, this past February, we celebrated our 50th anniversary.
Oh, wow.
So I guess Jaws scared her into marrying.
Wow.
I
but, Gary, do you have any recollection of watching Jaws 50 years ago in the movie theater?
Oh, absolutely. The guy behind me had a kid about, I'd say maybe he was 15 or so, and when a guy's leg went to the bottom, he started dry heaving, and I thought he was going to throw up. I'm serious. We had to turn around and watch him to keep from having him throwing up on us.
Oh, wow.
He was belly heaves when that kid's leg sunk to the bottom.
Damn.
He was berserk, man. Yeah.
I mean, it was a scary movie. I feel badly for the generations that have not seen it on the big screen.
Oh, man, you see that on one of them big screens with everybody around you eating popcorn and screaming and hollering.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a total different environment than what you go to now.
There was a lot of spilled popcorn back then.
Yeah, there was. The other thing, too, is you was mentioning about that guy that got paid for dunking old LaToya. Tell me, Scoop, where does he get that much money? I mean, how much money did you have to pay somebody to do that? I didn't think there was that much money to be had in Louisiana.
Well, apparently he did it for his regular salary, you know. And I know
he needs to have a really thorough mental examination.
As you know, Gary, the determination of what is beautiful and what is not is very subjective. And what is beautiful to one person is not necessarily beautiful to another. And I really never got into that part of this conversation. But
maybe he needs to get his eyes checked, too, besides his mental capacity. Hey, brother, back in the late 60s, early 70s, I was a disc jockey.
Really?
In New Iberia, Lake Charles, San Antonio.
Jeff,
I did that for about four years back in the late 60s, early 70s.
Well, good for you. And you were smart. You got out of it. 55 years later, I'm still doing it.
Hey, got married and had to earn a living, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I know what you mean. Somehow I managed to make a living in this business. All right.
Back then, one place didn't pay us any money. They actually swapped out apartments and gas and insurance and everything. You didn't even get paid a salary. You had to go to the pawnbroker with a watch to get money.
Oh, my God. That's real. I believe that. I mean, I do believe that.
That was in New Iberia.
All right. Gary, I appreciate the call. Glad you're listening to the show. Let's go to Terry in Slidell. Hey, Terry.
Hey, how you going? I ain't calling a little while, but I was watching some of the news channels yesterday, and they had these 30-somethings on. Oh, my God. Trump has put us in this situation. What are we going to do? Oh, my, I'm scared to death of the world. They don't know nothing like that. Dude, you and I are about the same age. What did we go through in October of 1962? We were 24 hours away from nuclear annihilation. They're not going through anything today. I mean, Iran, you could take Iran, they could bring a plane over here, put a bomb, and they're still not going to blow us up.
Well,
I mean,
first of all, the plane wouldn't even get close, but we're, right. As I've said through this and through the videos that I posted on Substack, I really think, Terry, I don't want to be naive, and I'm concerned. I'm deeply concerned about all of that that's going on, but I'm not concerned about us getting into World War III, and we're going to get through this because, as you and I know, we've been through these things before.
My daddy was stationed in Camp Lejeune, North Carolina in 1962. We were in, Myrtle, right outside of Myrtle Beach, wherever Camp Lejeune is, you know, between Wilmington and Myrtle Beach. And, you know, we were hunkered down, man. They had all kind of, I mean, we were 24 to 48 hours from nuclear annihilation. And you think they're going to worry about what's going to happen in over there? No, they have nothing to worry about.
Yeah,
I mean,
our
generation went through what was scary.
Yeah.
The late 50s and early into the 60s, probably almost in the 90s.
Yeah. Listen, when some of our neighbors in Metairie started getting bomb shelters in their backyards, I started to really, really worry as a kid.
What did Trump say? I'm so scared.
Well,
no,
I have talked about that you know, Zoomers and younger millennials in particular, this is the first time that they're coming of age and they're paying attention to politics, and so this is the first thing like this that they're experiencing, and I just want them to know that this country's been through this before and it's going to be okay. Sometimes you go to social media and they don't really make you feel that comfortable about things, but I really believe that we're going to get through this, and as bad as it is, it's not going to be as bad as some people are predicting.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nope, not at all. Not what we went through, Scoot. Nothing what we went through.
All right, Terry, I appreciate the call. Terry was referring to the Cuban Missile Crisis and, early 60s. The Cold War was peaking. And Russia had placed nuclear weapons in Cuba, a friendly communist nation, Cuba. 90 miles from the United States. I mean, they didn't have the delivery systems then that we have now. So being that close to the United States at a time when we're going through the Cold War, which was a time when, there was an everyday threat of nuclear disaster with the U.S. and Russia basically trading words. And there was tension between the U.S. and Russia, the Soviet Union. And when they put those missiles on the island of Cuba, President Kennedy basically surrounded, it was a blockade around Cuba. And President Kennedy said, you get them out or else. And the Russians blinked. And they got him out. I mean, that's, I was a kid. And then, as I got older, I've read a little bit about that. But I remember one time in class, we were given free art time to just draw anything we wanted to draw. and I drew an island, and I drew all these warships around the island. My free time at school was drawing a picture about the Cuban Missile Crisis, and I think I was in fifth grade at the time. And I had these U.S. ships positioned around the island. So, you know, our parents back then didn't think we really paid attention to the news. But we did. We knew exactly what was going on. And we could see it on their faces, how concerned they were. And so that's why I say when Kennedy was assassinated, that was the beginning of the baby boomer anti-establishment generation that welcomed in the Beatles as really one of the early signs that a young generation was looking for a way to identify itself differently from the establishment, because they had lost faith in the establishment with the president being shot and killed in public like that. But yeah, I remember the Cuban Missile Crisis and drawing an island and then creating all these little ships around the island and how we were going to attack if they didn't back down. And so that was a reflection of what I was seeing in the news. And my parents probably had no idea that I was paying that close of attention to that.
You know, I'm not, just going back to Terry's call, I'm not at all concerned. Like, I'm not awake at night staring at the ceiling afraid of a nuclear attack on the United States. At the same time, I see a lot of people in the last 72 hours that are being really cavalier about the risk that a nuclear weapon poses to us. And Iran or anybody else does not need a B-2 bomber or a nuclear-powered submarine. Just look to works of fiction, books and movies. There are 1,000 ways to get a nuclear warhead into the United States and detonate it remotely. They don't need some advanced super technology like we have or Russia has or anything like that. Put it in a shipping container. Put in a shipping container.
Yeah, I
hope they're not listening right now, because that's a good idea.
And I hope the United States has thought about that, and I believe that they have. But I think you bring up an interesting point. Dropping a bomb on us from a plane that comes from Iran is not going to happen. But that doesn't mean that there couldn't be something else that happens within our borders. And the psychological impact that would have if there was ever if there was ever a nuke that went off, a tactical nuke of any kind that went off within the borders of the United States, this country would effing freak out.
Fly apart. That would be the end. I'm sure of it. If a major city was destroyed by a nuclear bomb, that's the end. The American experiment is over. And
well,
let me just also offer this. It doesn't even have to be a functioning nuclear warhead. All you need is radioactive material and a regular bomb, and you got a dirty bomb.
I don't see this happening. I really don't, and I don't think I'm being naive about this. I don't see this, and I know there's a lot of stuff going on social media, but I just don't see this happening. And I'm trying not to be naive. I'm trying to be optimistic without being naive. I just don't think... I don't see that happening. And so I hope I'm right, and I hope
you're right, too.
The people who are thinking that this is going to happen are wrong. But remember, there are people who are going to put this on social media because this is great clickbait. And so there are going to be some people who are going to put this on social media because they want to get your attention. And, you know, when it comes to something that scares you, like the possibility of a nuke going off within our borders, and I'm not saying it's impossible. I mean, you know, he's bringing up a point that is a valid point. It could happen. I don't see it happening.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.